Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, and we're doing something a little different this week, which I love being different, so very excited about this. As you may know, today is the National Day of Prayer for those of you who are here in the U.S., and we have long supported the National Day of Prayer and the National Day of Prayer Task Force that sets about to really make prayer the focus of this day and then carry that throughout the year, and we love that. We recognize the importance of prayer, not only for our nation, but for our churches and for us as individuals. And we see in scripture how God uses prayer really to move among his people and really across history and into our futures. So we love prayer here at the Boundless Show. And as part of our show today for our roundtable, we have actually enlisted some of our friends, our Boundless friends, Boundless influencers, Boundless contributors to come here into the studio and to pray for all of you. How often do we get this kind of opportunity, you guys? This is pretty amazing. So we are going to have a number of people praying on different subjects that Boundless is passionate about. Most of them center around the things that we're trying to do at Boundless in ways of growing you, maturing you, really helping you own your faith, and then preparing for marriage and family. And so first up here, I want to introduce Ron Wilson. He's one of our favorites here at Focus on the Family. Ron, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. Ron was a long time in charge of our human resources here at Focus on the Family, and now has a huge passion for working with employees here at Focus to understand what God is doing in them, not only for the purpose of working better, but serving better, growing better. He develops us, he prays for us, and really approaching it holistically. What does it mean to work to the glory of God? And so Ron loves that.
We like to talk about work as worship.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That really makes it.
And that's what we're about, because we all want to do something. We want to be meaningfully involved in what we are called to do throughout life. And so Ron is going to pray for us spiritually here at Boundless, those of us that are listening, for our own walks with the Lord, for those of you who maybe are seeking, you're not even sure what your relationship with the Lord is, and then our commitment to a local body of Christ. We know that that is important, and we know that God has put his church here on earth for a reason. And we want to support that. We want to be passionate about that. So, Ron, will you pray for us in that regard?
Thank you. It'd be an honor. Father, we come before you right now. Through the gates of praise into your sanctuary where we're standing face to face. And Father, what a joy it is to be in your presence. Your word says, better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house than 1,000 elsewhere. And so, Father, as we pause before you to bring our requests, we want to thank you for Jesus and for the opportunity that we can come as your children before you. Father, as we ponder with you your creation, we see that you have created a dependency factor in all things. You made male and female. You made different temperaments. You made animals that live in water and live on land. In fact, Father, the one thing about creation you said that was wrong is that man was alone. Father, all of your creation is interdependent and intertwined. And so, Father, we just pray right now that for those who are out and feeling a sense of loneliness during this time of the National Day of Prayer, that they might begin to look around them, and that, Father, you would shine that great divine flashlight into their lives and begin to point out people who have gaps, that they might be able to be a part of a community together. Father, so often this joining in church doesn't occur because of wounding. And so, Father, I would err if I didn't bring before you today each one who has a wound from being at church. Father, there are people all across the nation right now whose ears just perked up. That's me. That's me. That's me. Father, church is not to be a health spa where the trophies of the saints are perfect physical specimens. The church is to be a burn ward, where those of us who have been out in the in the world and experience the fires of sin, come in burned. And those, the rest of us, help fix them up and to bind them. Father, help us to have expectations, to be healers, to be comforters, rather than to be the ones that the meals are fixed for. Help us to give our lives, Lord Jesus, in the service of each other. Father, if there are those that are out there that don't know you today, I ask within the sound of my voice that they might feel and hear the loving presence of an almighty God who has been pursuing them. I remember my own life, Father, thinking I had you nice and controlled and where I wanted you, and all of a sudden I realized those great big footprints behind me were you pursuing me. The reality is, Father, we don't pursue you. You pursue us with an everlasting love. And we give thanks for that and praise for that. And may that pursuit become ever urgent in these days, and that those that don't know you will come to know you as we know you. Father, we move on now to talking about our personal growth. So often we think that it is a way of behaving, a level of knowledge, when in reality, Father, our growth is all wrapped up in an illustration of a vase that holds you, the Divine Spirit. And Father, there are some that are going to key right in on this right now, because this is where they are today. God has come and said, your pot looks beautiful and you've painted it up gloriously, but he brings pain and difficulty into their lives that presses, and the face cracks, and the glory of God shines out through the cracks. Father, would that you would give us those who have experienced this level of brokenness and who have been invited into the fellowship of his sufferings, for whom the joy set before us is reserved, that have in their hearts the fountain of living water. Father, may you move through our weakness to glorify yourself. May you embolden us to reach out to people that we do not know. May we move from being wimps to warriors. May we find our place in the kingdom of God. And Father, most importantly, we just look forward to the day of you bringing us all together and us being one with you in heaven. I can't wait to give you a big old hug, but I don't think I can get my arms around you. So thanks for hugging me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ron. I'm sure everyone listening is going to want to meet you in heaven someday and give you a hug. Thanks for praying for us. Well, moving on, the next area that we are going to talk about is the area of worldview and influence on the culture and beyond, and what that means in terms of leadership. Biblical worldview, how you articulate it and then apply it, and then moving into where you do have influence and how God has called you to be present there. So I have got Robert Thomason with me. Robert, welcome.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for inviting me.
Very good to have you. As you may know, Robert is with our Focus Leadership Institute. We love it when we can find our friends over there and bring them into the studio, and Robert is no exception. He's been on the show before, but today he is going to pray for us to this end about how we can be leaders where we are, how we can rightly apply the word of truth to what God has called us to do. And so truly a privilege to have you here, Robert. Would you pray for those in our listening audience in this realm?
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa. Father, we come before you and we want to thank you for this day. As we enter into the throne room and lay these requests at your feet, I want to lift up the young men and women of Boundless, Father, as they are listening today. Father, I want to pray over them, Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Lord, I would ask that, as you told Joshua, to be strong and courageous and to not let that book of law to depart from his mouth. Father, I pray for these young leaders in those three things. Father, that they would shoulder an attitude of courage. Lord, that courage isn't an emotion, it is an attitude. Courage, as Andy Stanley says, assumes fear. And so, Father, I pray that they're courageous to stand up for what they know to be true and right. Father, I would ask for strength, and that strength is in conviction as to what they know your word says, to stand upon those principles of truth, Father, that they may be a light in their world and salt to their friends. And Father, finally, I also pray that they understand and know your word, that they show themselves to be workmen approved, Father. Lord, I would ask these things, that you would saturate their mind with your word, that they would know it and want to make you known. Father, this will give them the courage to stand and be strong in their convictions. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we ask these things in your precious and holy Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Robert, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll turn out a lot of leaders as a result of this, and hopefully we'll come back and be able to give testimonies of people who were encouraged today by that and moved on, and God used, and prayer was at the heart of that. So thanks again.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Well, folks, as we now move into our next segment, we're going to turn and start talking and praying about relationships. I love Joanne Condi. She is one of our counselors at Focus on the Family. She answers many of our inbox questions for the show, and we love her perspective. Joanne, welcome. Aww.
Thank you. What a privilege to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Well, Joanne is no stranger to relationships and relationship trouble and relationship growth. And she's going to actually pray for us in the realm of relationships as they apply to family members, friends, coworkers, those in our lives, not just those dating relationships, but all those other ones that we have to wrangle. And that's difficult. And if you're not healthy in relating to people in general, you cannot be in a good marriage relationship eventually. So Joanne, I just appreciate your heart in this area. And would you just go ahead and bring our audience before the Lord as we deal with relationships in our lives?
Gracious Heavenly Father, as I think of the privilege of being here, Lord, even more the privilege of prayer. Thank you, God, that you are an intimate Heavenly Father. Then you care about us. You care about us in every aspect of our lives. And so, Father, right now, we just want to lift up young adults. God, you know them specifically by name. In fact, their names are engraved in the palm of your hand. You say that these young adults are the apple of your eye. And God, it's just such an amazing thought that you knew us when we were still being knitted together in our mother's womb, even before the foundation of the earth. You know our thoughts before we think them, our actions before we take them. And so, Lord, we pray specifically about our words and our actions in relationship with others. And Lord, what first comes to my mind is our relationship with parents. Oh, Lord, there are so many right now in this listening audience that have been hurt and wounded by a mom, by a dad, stepmom, stepdad. And Lord, those wounds they carry with them every single day. Lord, I pray right now that you would begin healing any wounds that have been created in the past, and Lord, maybe are occurring in the present. Lord, we just ask that you would help them, heal them. You are the great physician. You are the Holy Spirit comforter and counselor. And so, Lord, give them your counsel. Or bring, Lord, perhaps someone into their life, a friend, a pastor, a counselor, that can help them, Lord, as they relate to their parents. And Lord, we pray for their siblings. Sometimes, Lord, we hang on to things of our rivalry with siblings. And Lord, I just pray that you would help young adults, help all of us, Lord, to have good relationships with our siblings. And Lord, friends are so important. You are a friend to us. You model what a friend can be. Help them, Lord, to be friends to others. Lord, may others know them by how they relate as salt and light and just an inspiration, Lord, that points to you, points to Jesus. God, we pray for people in the neighborhood, those folks that, Lord, sometimes we don't even notice. We just get so quickly into our car and come back home and get into our garages and have our independent life. Lord, help us to have eyes that see as you see our neighbors. May we be your voice. May we be, Lord, your mouthpiece, speaking into the lives of our neighbors, especially our forgotten neighbors. And Lord, I ask that you help with relationships with coworkers, those people that maybe they're rubbing shoulders with every single day. Lord, it might be someone that they just have a hard time with. Lord, somebody that just seems to rub them wrong. God, we just pray that you will intervene in that relationship. Lord, help them again to see those coworkers as you see them. Lord, you tell us, as far as we're able, to be at peace with all men and all women. And so, Lord, may peace be a part of relationship. May it be a priority of relationships with others. God, we just ask that you would give discernment and wisdom. You tell us if we ask for wisdom, you will give it abundantly, and you will not make us feel foolish for asking for wisdom. Give wisdom today, Lord, we pray. And God, we also think about career paths. Lord, these decisions matter to you. And so you want to be a part of those decisions that are made in deciding careers and deciding ministry. And there might be some folks, Lord, right now who maybe are in a place of confusion. They might be in a place of not knowing what step to take, to go this way, to go to the right, to go to the left. But Lord, we know that you say that we are to trust you with our whole heart, and not just depend on our own human understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. So Lord, I just pray that you will in fact guide, you will direct them, you will give them a sense, Lord, that they are following in your footsteps as you lead. And Lord, I just thank you for the God that you are. Again, for the privilege of prayer, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for forgiveness that we have because of Jesus. Thank you for your mercies, which are new every morning. God, just lift up the people that are listening right now at this moment. Give them your hope. Give them your assurance. And Lord, give them faith to carry on for each new day. And it's in the wonderful and powerful and holy name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Joanne, we appreciate you. Thanks for caring for the hearts of young adults.
Thank you so much.
Well, now we're going to move into the realm of relationships as they apply to pursuing marriage and family. And we have none other than Scott Croft with us. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. We figured that you were the guy to do this. Many of you out there know Scott as the author of our biblical dating series, among other articles for Boundless. He's also our male columnist for Boundless Advice, giving us a great solid counsel every other week as he weighs in, especially for the guys on that. When he's not writing for Boundless, which just basically is like all the time, he tries to work as an attorney in the Midwest. so we're glad that we can commandeer so much of your time, Scott, and we appreciate that.
having it's my pleasure.
Be part of that. So Scott is going to pray for the men, you men out there. You know we love you, and we are wanting to root for you and know that there are men out there that want to prepare you for leadership of the home, for leadership in a marriage. And Scott is going to, but yet our culture is not wanting that to happen. Our culture is working against you in many ways. And so Scott, would you just take a couple moments and pray for the guys out there in our audience, around the world, truly, guys listening in right now, as they want to be men, they want to be godly men who are going to lead their families and beyond. Would you be willing to pray for them?
I'd be happy to. Let's pray together. Lord, we know that you are a God who is good, who is sovereign, and whose judgments and character are perfect. We know, Lord, as well, that one of the ways you've chosen to reflect your goodness and character to the nations is through strong, godly marriages. And we pray now especially for the single men hearing this today as they pursue marriages to women who follow and worship you. We pray first, Lord, that single men who know you and love you would desire and pursue marriage, that they would embrace that high calling of manhood rather than the world's notion of adolescent freedom. And we pray that as they do that, Lord, they would keep in mind the servant leadership that your word calls them to as husbands, and would approach their search for a godly wife not as the world would counsel them, but instead selflessly, valuing the characteristics of godly womanhood that you value in your word, and seeking to minister to and serve the women they marry. And we pray, Lord, that as they search for that unique relationship with a wife, that in the meantime they will treat all their sisters in Christ with love and with absolute purity for their good and for your glory. We pray that for your glory, Lord, you would grow godly men and godly husbands around the world. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Scott, for being there, and not only for praying today, but for investing in our audience in the way that you do. We appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. I trust it'll be fruitful.
Well, as we round out this week's show, celebrating the National Day of Prayer and recognizing the importance of prayer in our own lives, we are very pleased to have Candace Waters, the founder of Boundless, here with us to pray for the women and for our futures, for our relationships, and for our marriages, whether they are now or someday to be. And so, Candace, welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. It is a real privilege to be able to pray with you on this National Day of Prayer.
Well, I know that you are a prayer, and you have written about praying boldly and the power that that has in a woman's life, and how it is a very effective way of her joining in the effort to move towards marriage and to work with God toward that end. And so, Candace, would you just spend a few moments praying for the women of Boundless, many who know and love you, and just praying for us and for our futures, as we said, and just knowing from your own heart and your own experience where you've been, what that looks like. Just put before God the women of Boundless today.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the privilege we have to come to you in prayer, to stand before you, a perfect, holy God, justified by Christ's work on the cross, by his saving blood. I thank you so much that Lisa and I, as sisters in Christ, can come to you and bring our petitions to you. And we do ask, Father, that you would be glorified through the lives of the women listening to the Boundless Show, to every young woman and every older woman who hears this show, that her heart would be turned towards you, and above all else, that she would believe in you and trust in you and stand firmly on Christ's obedient, perfect life and on his saving work on the cross. I pray, Father, that your will would be done in the lives of each of these women. Lord, thank you for giving us a desire to marry well for your glory. Thank you so much for the good gift of marriage. And we recognize that it was your idea and that it is a very good created order. Lord, I thank you that you've revealed this to us and that you have given so many women the desire to live lives of fruitfulness in marriage. And I pray for those that are hurting, whose hearts are aching and longing for marriage, and it hasn't happened yet. Lord, I pray that you would be their strength and their source of comfort, and that they would continue to trust you, that you are Lord of all, and that you have a good plan for them, even when their plans don't seem to align with what they want, Lord, that they would trust you above all else and that they would love you more than anything else. Father, may they fear you more than men, and may they trust you no matter what comes. Lord, I pray that you would be kind to bring many godly marriages in the lives of the women listening. Lord, that you would raise up strategic, strong, and spiritual couples who would be married well for your glory, and that they would be fruitful and have children, and that their families would be a light to a dark world. That marriage as you designed it, as a man and a woman picturing Christ and his sacrificial love for the church and the church's humble and willing obedience of her Savior, that those kinds of marriages would spring up all over our land and that you would be glorified in them. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to encourage us to walk by faith and not by sight, to trust in you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And Lord, that when we are weak, we know that you are strong, and we pray that you would be our strength and our shield and our source. May you be glorified this National Day of Prayer above all else. You are King of creation. I pray that you would be the King of the hearts of all the women listening to the praise of your great glory. And in the name of Jesus, the only name that saves, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Candace, and thanks to all of our friends and contributors who prayed for us today. Remember, folks, you can rewind this section and play it over and over again and be prayed for over and over again. And do share it with your friends and bring it to your groups of friends and those that you are walking through life with. And remember that God works through the prayers of his people, and he is fighting for you, and the Lord himself is interceding for us. And so we want to remember that, and not just pray on this National Day of Prayer, but to carry that throughout the year. So thanks everyone today for praying with us.